Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
On this week's episode, we're giving advice on how to spice up your life.
We talk all things roleplay.
I'll be analysing artificial intelligence, aka AI.
And at the end of the episode, why a border collie pup is perfect for a clingy man.
Shake your ass, Sonny. Let your coochie breathe.
Pardon? So when she went from Florence Nightingale to Florence Nightmare again.
Have you ever swore at Siri? She goes, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
F*** off, Siri. Guys, we've got a huge favour to ask you all.
Yeah, we took the mick out of people saying, subscribe to my channel last week. But that's exactly what we're asking you to do. Please subscribe because it actually means a hell of a lot for this podcast. And if you do, we'll show you what Ross looks like.
If you want to see Ross's sexy schmush, hit subscribe now. Shabba. Hello and welcome to The Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
And you, Ross Pitt.
Hello, how are we?
Good.
Brace no. Face. Oh. This is a new thing.
Yes, I've got my brace on. It's not out of pure vanity. My teeth have moved and my bite is affected and giving me pain in my jaw.
Your bite's affected?
Yeah, because my bite is off. So I had train tracks in lockdown.
Yeah.
Got them off. And I had like 3 trays of Invisalign to wear. Mm-hmm. And then I was supposed to get the retainer on the back. And then we went into full lockdown. So obviously all the dentists were closed. So they moved back to Goofy. So I just...
They look like perfect to me. I don't know.
Because you've moved quickly. It's been on like a week.
How long have you got them on for?
It's a bit of a suck it and see kind of vibe.
Suck it and see. That's the motto I live by.
You couldn't go far wrong with that, can you?
What?
Suck it and see. What? No idea. No idea. Don't know what it means.
But thanks for making me feel self-conscious in the first 30 seconds of our podcast.
You literally can't notice it, to be fair.
I think they look nice.
I look like a bit apey in the voice.
I think
you
it looks
a bit
nice.
Of a pout as well.
Yeah. But for everyone who thinks I've had veneers, shove that up your ass.
That's a quote, isn't it? For our listeners.
No, I'm joking. No, I would never get veneers like my teeth. Jesus Christ.
Your teeth are lovely. You don't need to do any of that, do you?
No, I know. But people go, teeth are horrendous, then veneers.
Who says that?
Some people.
No one says
trolls.
That.
Haters.
Trolls.
Haters gonna hate.
Players gonna play.
Player's going to play.
Three belts of quotes in my 5 minutes.
Exactly. How are you then?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm all right. Oh, I've had a bit of an illness, as you know.
Don't I know it?
I've not been feeling too well, but I am back to fighting form now.
Match fit.
Should we talk about your illness a little bit more? Should we talk about when you came in? So you came in from football. Mm. Normally when he comes home from the football punditry, he's freezing.
Yeah.
He's been on the pitch. So I was running a nice hot bath. But I didn't know you're not supposed to give someone a hot bath with a temperature of 40 degrees.
Oh my God.
So he was freezing. I ran him the bath. And when he came out, he was hallucinating, running around the house looking for his golf bag.
I heard about this.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Obviously, I was a bit delirious, but in my head, I knew I had golf in the morning. I didn't want to let my pal down. So I'll obviously just rush around in my head thinking that I need to go to golf. And I just had what I was wearing and just was going out. It was 9 p.m. Dark. Bizarre, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the kind of place I was in. Bit hairy at times. Mm. Was told it was flu.
Yeah. Flu's bad, to be fair. Flu,
well, yeah, it hit me hard, if I'm honest.
Well, when you were a footballer, you used to get the flu jab like every...
I know, well, that's what I realised. I was like, I used to get the flu jab every year. And then this year, obviously, now I'm retired, it's just...
Doesn't think about it.
I've never had that.
These things are just taken care of, you know, with the football. And I obviously didn't realise how lucky we were, kind of looked after it medically.
It's like having a horse, isn't it, or something? You know, like a, like a racehorse, you know, every...
Yeah, well, I am finely tuned, like a racehorse.
I'm stud.
In many ways.
Stallion.
Stallion, it's been said.
How is Abby as a nurse? Was she a bit nurse ratchet?
She's really good, really good. Like, I can't... She's just so on it, like... As you can expect, she was absolutely fantastic until the point where I got kind of better, and then I just got shouted at for being a bad patient, really. So when she went from Florence Nightingale to Florence Nightmaringale.
He's had that in the background.
Oh my God.
That he hasn't up with that.
You've been rehearsing that.
In a sick bed.
I said it on the football pod, actually.
About me?
Yeah.
You were at the house at the time. You were,
what I said there is, you know that's true. You were fantastic throughout my illness. Couldn't do any more for me.
I think you're selfish.
And then, this is the kind of... Yeah. Then it was like, it went full... Well, once I got better, it was... Then I was being selfish.
Did it become a bit like Misery? You know what he's like?
It was a bit like, it was just in the bed.
Yeah.
What? What's Misery?
Just like breaking my legs so I can't leave.
I want you to get out of the bed and leave. You're doing me head in.
Oh, no.
No, Pete's the worst patient. You know, he's not... He hasn't got a lot of reserves.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, he's a tall, thin guy. So when he's ill and you lose your appetite, like I get so worried. So I'm trying to fatten him up and he won't. He's so bad at finishing his dinner, like when he's not well, and doesn't understand that it's for your own health.
Yeah. So I was just getting shouted at quite a lot. But, you know, all from a good place, I understand. But you kind of...
Yeah, because Pete finds it, Pete's a very get up and go person.
Yeah.
So when he's in bed
and has to stay
in bed, he finds it very difficult. But, you know, that takes me back to when I was pregnant. I was in bed for months.
Mm.
And you're like, why are you so horrible? And I'm like, because it's tough. It's tough being in bed.
Well, I didn't think I was horrible. I was ill and I wasn't horrible.
Oh, Pete, you were so grumpy.
How was I?
So grumpy.
That's not true.
It is.
I was getting shouted at constantly.
Because you were doing everything wrong.
You were being ill wrong. You had the flu wrong.
Being ill wrong. What is the right way to be ill?
The right way to be ill is to listen to your nurse and doctor, do what you're told for your own benefit.
I did.
But I'm glad to see you're on the mend now.
Yeah, I feel much, much better.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for all your support, though. Appreciate it. I had a good team around me.
Yeah.
Pete, you know, I had a lot on work-wise and Pete was supposed to mind the kids. And it's like always when I've got something important to do, shit hits the fan.
Mm.
Yeah, I look after you well. You can't say it.
I don't, you know, all of it, even the anger comes from a good place. It's you looked after me fantastically well.
Well done.
So I appreciate that. Well done.
Thanks.
All right, should we get into the weekly wines? You got anything that you'd like to get off your chest?
You hit me first.
Well, yeah, usually if I say mine, then you double hit me back. It all just come flooding in. So what I'll say is, our daughter's turning 13. It looks like Glastonbury in the front garden, number one. And number two is, can we not just have like a week without workmen? Yeah.
Work, 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 work.
I noticed you're getting the driveway done.
Yeah, but Pete, you can't blame that on me. You know, our driveway is trashed and it's bringing mud in the house. There's never a right time to do a driveway. There's never a right time.
Heard. As the old saying goes.
No one is saying in the book, though.
No, there isn't. And
it's never a right time for a driveway. It's not though, babe, isn't it? I agree with that.
This is going to bore everyone's tears, but we did like have a loose stone kind of driveway.
Oh yeah.
And now I'm going for like a bonded driveway. It's called Vuba. And it's like a bonded stone which stays fixed so the kids can ride up and down the driveway on their bikes.
Yeah.
Scooters and bikes, I mean, it's perfect. The loose stone's no good for them.
No, because especially like where all the loose stones coming in the house and scratching on my wooden floor. Mm. You know, this Vuba's, once it's laid, it's done.
But it kind of has that stone effect, doesn't it? Yeah. Really, broken stone effect.
Yeah, it's lovely, like mixed stone, but it needs to be done. So I'm just trying to plan it and then the house will be done.
Yeah, and apart also from the big tent that's gone up. It's like a disco tent, right?
A disco tent.
The pyramid stage.
Literally looks like...
It's literally the pyramid stage, yeah.
Does look like the pyramid
stage. So yeah, Sophia's, look, your life is about memories. Mm. Sophia is only 13 once. What?
This is how you justify these things.
It's the first time to be a teenager.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, it just feels like, you know, when you see those the old sweet 16s and they roll up in the limo.
She wanted a bar mitzvah.
That is so funny.
She wants a few of her friends who've had bar mitzvahs, and they're like,
is it a problem that we're not Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, she's not a boy. She's got to have a bat mitzvah, I think, for a girl.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah. She wants the huge party.
Yeah, she wants to be on the chair.
She wants the huge celebration, you know, and they're always fantastic bar mitzvahs, aren't they, when we've been over the years. And yeah,
they go to town, don't they, those?
So we're going to have a huge celebration for Sophia's birth. She's my firstborn child. Mm. She's already a spoiled brat, so... This party is not going to change her.
Well, I don't know.
Also, the after party.
I've got 50 kids coming to the house. 50. So I've got this tent. Claire arranged the tent. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. It's like a wedding, mm-hmm. which is going to... Sophia said we're not allowed to attend the party as the parents.
Nice.
Yeah, but what time are they all going home? Because we could slip in there.
That's going to kick off when the adults go. Oh yeah,
we're having our own party afterwards.
The old decks out.
We've got a DJ. I've got a DJ.
Can he do the adult one after?
Yeah.
Great.
If we give him a little Brucey.
Little backhander.
Little backhander. Stay for another hour.
hour.
Simply Red on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get Dozier off and get Simply on.
Taking right back to the 80s and 90s.
Sophia's done a playlist. It's hilarious.
Oh, God. She
had to do a playlist for the DJ, and it's literally just the top 50 from, like, Capital.
I couldn't believe the top 50. Like, me and my mates on our group, right, realised how old we were the other day because we were talking about the language in some of the songs at the moment. I couldn't believe it.
Bloody filth.
I was going, genuinely, this is an absolute disgrace.
Shake your ass, Molly. Let your coochie breathe.
Pardon?
That is such a tune.
You say?
I've seen you letting your coochie breathe to that song in our kitchen.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, is the time and the place for it. It's not the school run.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, your coochie breathe about tennis. No?
Shake your ass, Molly. I love that song.
You know what I mean? I just think, I don't know, like, so a lot of some of these, you know, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B.
Nicki Minaj went out years ago.
Really?
We came into our wedding to Nicki Minaj. It's the filth that comes out of that girl's mouth.
Oh, no, I just find it unbelievable. I know I'm getting
old. It's a sign of the times, isn't it? Is it seen as liberating?
Well, I suppose if you think about
it, females.
It's like Dre and Snoop and all that back in the day. It was that was quite filth as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they're cool.
Like Megan Thee Stallion.
Filthy cool. No, but it's like when you listen to like all the old country music, it's like, darling, I love you.
Yeah.
And it's so romantic. And, you know, like we're talking to my nan, where they used to go to dances and court each other, and it was all very above board. And
not our shenanigans.
No, yeah. I shudder to think.
No wet ass pussy in those days.
Listen, I don't mind it, but I just think the language is a bit like, it's getting played on the radio.
Yeah, but it is a sign of getting old when you're complaining about, you know, Drake's lyrics and the next breath going, babe, come look at this bird in the garden.
No, yeah.
I'm definitely getting old.
Just such a blue tit. There's a bird in the garden as well.
I'm going to cover that up. It's freezing.
I feel like we're saying we're old too much lately.
I know. I said that to you earlier because, like, obviously, I get it.
Do you know what makes it worse? It's all this technology, AI, and all that. It's making me feel.
Getting into AI now.
No, it's.
What's your problem with AI?
My I haven't. Well, apart from the obvious.
What is the obvious?
There's loads of. Well, it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
But there's a. You know, it's a great invention as well. However,
do you know what I think is amazing? When old people who don't understand what AI is just start a conversation, you could just go, it's, "God, that AI, that's going to be dangerous." That.
But no idea how.
Grow up.
No idea how it's going to be dangerous, but. I mean, that's gonna change the world. Fucking no clue how.
Don't ask me how, but it is.
But it can. It will.
Well, I'm sure it will.
There's no going back, though.
That's the other one. When people have no clue about it. There's no going back now. We can't take it back.
So true. But we can't. That's a fact.
Yeah, but what? Take what back?
Take the invention.
Take the hell is it?
Back.
Take the invention back.
Can't.
But like what my issue on AI, right? This is an amazing podcast, this, because we haven't got a clue what we're talking about. My issue is like, what is it? A computer? Or is it what, like one AI, like
artificial intelligence, it's called.
Yeah, but what?
It's artificial intelligence.
What is it?
So it's mimicking the human.
It's computer generated.
Brain,
yeah.
Brain, body and soul. It is. These things have got emotions now.
Mm. Have they?
Can you please not use that language? It's offensive.
Oi, Alexa, do one. Grow up. Wonder what Alexa would say, like if you told it to grow up, because there's no comeback as a human, but as an AI, it could be interesting, couldn't it? Yeah.
Try it.
So I've got Siri here. Yeah? I don't even know how to do Siri.
Your Siri isn't activated because mine isn't.
How do you do it?
Fuck knows.
Hey Siri.
Yours isn't activated. Yours is definitely not activated.
I do it by mistake all the time. It's on.
What button?
Here you go. Grow up, Siri.
What? You have to put your volume on.
I'm sorry.
It's on silent.
Great start.
Siri's like that.
Well, is that clever? It'd fucking talk louder, wouldn't it?
Go on.
Hey, Siri, grow up. Loads of tunes there. I'm telling you to grow up, Siri.
Sounds like you wanted to have a fight with him then.
How come you've got a boy, Siri?
What, is it not usually a boy?
Did you hear what you just said? Is there not usually a boy?
Oh, he's recovering. Give him a break. Give him a break.
I don't use Siri, as you can see. The first time I knew I had a boy, Siri.
But I know what you mean about the getting old thing. I was looking at the Glasgow lineup yesterday.
Don't you dare say you're getting old, you're in your 20s.
I know, but I was like, I don't recognise half of these. Who's that SZA? Green Scissor. I was like, who's that SZA?
I love
Scissor. I called her early. I thought she was
really. She's one of the reasons I want to go, Scissor.
Really good. Oh, really? Clearly. Oh, great songs. Good singer.
Abby, did you have any wines for Pete?
Yeah, just about being a bad patient. It's so worrying. You're the leader of our family. We can't have you being sick. And in order to get better, you have to do what you're told and listen to me. Stay in bed, rest. You know, you've been desperate for a day off and you get one because you're ill and you're...
Did you hear that? Sorry.
What was that?
Made an involuntary noise.
You've been desperate for time off. You've been working so hard. And the second you can, you know, just get in bed and relax and get on your...
I felt like it was taking a piss a bit. You know, it was like one day, okay, 2 days, okay, like third days.
5 days.
Cabin fever. I was like,
yeah,
this is no good now. I like to be up and at them, which is a good thing, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to be like housebound.
Housebound are strong.
I was housebound, wasn't I?
You sound like a pensioner.
I know. What's wrong with them? Honestly.
It's not as if I was on my own either. Like, I'm not joking. I think you actually better go into work. You know, there's 400 parcels turn up. I've noticed during the day, within probably every half an hour, you're up getting the doorbell.
Abby's being rumbled on the RLM. What's that on?
Metaporter.
Yeah. You've seen how many things are turning up.
No, do you know what's in them boxes? Giant bloody Haribos for the party. Pink glittery cowboy hats. Heart-shaped sunglasses.
Diamond ring. What's your problem?
Yeah.
From Metaporter. Funny old Haribos, them.
No, but so that's my wine. I just want you to take your health a little bit more serious.
And I am taking it seriously now. Mm. Not messing about.
Because we love you lots and you have to be healthy. Should we cheers to that then?
Cheers to that. Yeah. Why have we got a beer and a wine glass?
These are actually non-alcoholic Coronas.
They're right, aren't they?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want you drinking while you're not 100%.
Yeah.
So cheers to that.
Touché.
We can't be off of any of them.
Okay.
I'm going to get into some audience wines, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Abby, Pete and Ross. I'm originally from the UK and I love listening to the show from Queensland, Australia.
Dream.
Four of the buggers. And I look forward to me drive from work on a Wednesday morning and I'll listen to your podcast.
The English?
Oh, sorry, the English.
They've only moved to there.
Gary from Burnley.
Okay, so I'll go back to English then now. My wine is that I told my partner, Carl, about your pod, and in particular, Shabba, which he thought was hilarious.
You shabbered me?
Yeah, I did. I have shabbered her.
You've been shabbering me loads.
Yeah, there's a few shabbers.
Shabbered so left, right, and centre.
You haven't been that sick then, Pete?
You loved it as well. I've been around the house more.
I've had
more time on my hands.
Not the only thing on your hands.
You did a naked shabba, which is totally out of bounds.
Is that a no go?
It's a bit invasive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Naked shabba. Well, I just...
I'm like...
That was the best reaction I got so far, the naked shabba. I don't condone it.
Yeah.
I don't condone it. Apologies for that.
Okay, I'm getting you back.
Okay, which he thought was hilarious. He started doing this wherever we are, which makes me wish I'd kept my mouth shut. Much to my dismay, he has also now turned this into a boob grab and shouts, Shuba. So thanks for that. Oh my Shuba. God. I'll keep quiet in the future. Sam, Queensland.
I don't like a boob grab.
No?
No.
Shuba.
You much prefer to figure out your ass to the chair.
No. No, none of the above. However... No, but a boob grab's like painful.
Is it?
It's not nice.
But a shabba's okay. Or it's just, it's a...
It's a bit more comical, a shabba, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like
a boob grab's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Boob grab's weird.
A bit strange.
Sounds like a right pervert.
He's having fun, isn't he? He's enjoyed himself. Okay, got another one here. My weekly wine is about how fucking good they make chocolate taste. I'm a curvy girl, 14 to 16 range, and currently... I have two loves in my life. Rio, my 3-year-old Pomeranian.
I thought they talk about Ferdinand.
I know. It's a Pomeranian. And Cadbury's chocolate. I got Ibiza booked with my model-sized girlfriends who eat whatever they want and look fit as fuck all year round. If only they could make chocolate bars taste like veg and I'd be the envy of all my friends' eyes. Also, Ab, I love you, hun. But don't tell me you know how I feel. You are... squarely in the same category as my jammy bitch best mates. Love you all. Quite enjoyed that one. It's a nicely wrote email.
Rio the Pomeranian. It's hilarious.
That's your takeaway from that.
Well, who doesn't like chocolate? Who doesn't?
You like chocolate, but you're not like overboard on it, are you?
I'm more Bicky. I'm more Bicky cake.
Yeah. Oh,
just got these unbelievable biscuits.
Go on.
Those,
the round things.
They're like tubes.
Little tubey.
Like what you'd have with a coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, cheese.
Not without the chocolate, and they're not made out of wafer. I don't know what they're called. They're from M&S. They are phenomenal.
They're like sugar coated.
Yeah. I know what ones you're talking about. They come in like a big tin.
No, they're not in a tin.
They can do, but these ones are actually in a box.
They're not them coffee ones with the chocolate in.
I'm thinking they're almost like... I know what ones you are talking about. It's not Trisha's one, but another one. Yeah.
It's like crispy as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm more of a... See, I love chocolate, but it has to be cold.
Oh, yeah, I put mine in the freezer.
It's got to be cold. I bought you flakes the other day, did you say?
Yeah. Kids demolish them. I found myself unwrapping them. I knew they were for me. I was unwrapping them for the kids.
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to saying that, I think, you know, genetics has a big part to play, you know, like some people have to want to eat chocolate all the time, have to work out.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, aren't they? You know, and if you enjoy chocolate, go for it, I mean.
That sounds pretty ideal to me. Wow. Kev's, Rio the Palm, and chocolate.
Tick.
What's she wearing?
Living the dream, man.
She's on her way to Ibiza. Yeah. That's not a wine.
That's a humble brag.
Yeah, you live it. You live it. Okay, little tip for Abby. My husband has our Amazon account, similar to us. I, like you, don't have one. I kept getting pissed that he'd forgot to order the stuff I sent him. So he's managed to link me to his account and I can order via my phone, but he still pays. Winner, winner. Get the builder to set it up on Cardi P's phone. As if he would the builder does everything, like.
Just Lee was fuming that. He's like, you keep talking about me on the podcast and calling me the builder. Instead of Lee. He's on his way, Lee, actually.
Is he? Can he set up the Amazon account?
Well, no, because I've asked him to set up them bloody lights on the island for about 2 years.
On the what?
On the island, they just keep breaking.
Oh, I thought you said on the island.
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, but that'd be good because, like, I am involved in a lot of Amazon stuff, aren't I?
It's like when Pete's trying to get a World Book Day costume, morning of World Book Day. We had murder over that, actually.
Well, it was hard to get the books that weren't books.
What books were you doing?
Well, they just want to go whatever they want.
Lilo and Stitch.
Paw Patrol.
Johnny went to Stitch and Jack wanted to be Spider-Man.
So you've got to find a kind of Spider-Man book and a... Which obviously they're
magazine, maybe.
Really books, are they? Comics.
Yeah.
Or films. So it was quite hard, believe it or not, to find. I did get one. Loads of the Lilo and Stitch stuff's in French. Is it a French... thing.
No, I don't know.
Couldn't believe it. I was like,
Lilo et
Stitch.
Lilo et Stitch.
I almost bought him a French book.
En vacation.
Say that again.
En vacation. What is it?
Don't know.
Vacation. What's a vacation in French? Why can't I think of that? Huh?
Bueno, en español se dice vacación.
Oh, nice.
Cash in the bank.
But French. No idea. So yeah, a lot of Lilo and Stitch stuff is French. I think it must be a French.
Lilo et Stitch, je jouais au tennis. Lilo and Stitch play tennis.
I'm impressed. Almost as good as your German.
Pretty good, babe.
So we keep getting people writing in asking us how we manage to keep the spark alive after so many years, how to prevent our relationship going stale, how to spice up your love life. So I think that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I mean, we're experts. I mean, ours is spicy. Like, honestly, unbelievably spicy, isn't it? And I think we got some good advice here. I mean, I've noted a load down.
Okay.
With your help.
Yeah.
First one is trying new activities together, like cooking classes, rock climbing.
Rock climbing? Are you scared of heights? I'd absolutely hate that.
Jordan took a girl on a first date rock climbing, didn't he?
I think doing things together is important. You know, like going to the gym and, you know, we do that together, don't we?
Well, Pete does it with me and all the mums from school.
Bums and tums.
You love it though?
I don't mind it, yeah.
I get so embarrassed when like Pete's, like bloody Sheila's lifting more weights than Pete. Drives me mad. I'm like, Pete, that's a fucking... Pete's like that with 10K.
Me up here.
10K, let that, 5, anything.
Absolutely not true.
Just the bar.
The worst thing is with that, I've right in the gym.
This bar's 20K without any weight on it. I've got a bar, 10 and 10, and Pete's like that with just a bar. I'm like, Pete,
that is just us. That is our complete bullshit,
you've got
right?
Perfect form though, Pete.
Let me tell you, I'm in the gym, same right? Sleigh? It's incredible. Her in the gym. Oh, she's telling me what I'm doing wrong the whole time, right? But I can't breathe because I'm working hard. I'm like, if you can just stand there and talk for as long, you're not working hard enough.
You can't talk because
I'm working hard.
No, Pete.
I'm working hard in there Pete and you're going, God, so just standing there with a bottle of water going, oh God, you know, you're not doing that right.
Full face of makeup on.
What are you doing?
Not a bead of sweat dripping off her.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
I'm not like that in the gym.
Oh, you are, you know. You've got yourself down as this gym bunny, right? And you're like, don't even like, you've got, oh, you need to get a bottle of water. You miss after class.
Bull.
You do.
Shit.
You do.
You know, we discuss this on the gym when we go to
the
gym.
You work hard when you're doing it, but there's lots of breaks.
No, there isn't. That's not fair.
Any breaks.
The only time I do have a break is when I have to do a single front lunge because of my knee. That's the only time.
Got a bad knee.
Yes.
So yeah, guys, try new activities that can really help your relationship.
So yeah.
At least I can pick and push more weight than you on the sled.
Honestly, Matt, are you actually going to say this and be deadly serious to our listeners?
Deadly serious.
So you lift more weights than me.
I don't lift more weights, but I push equal on the sled to you.
On the sled, maybe.
Which
maybe is
the hardest thing.
Yeah, but I go faster.
You don't?
Of course I do.
Absolutely don't.
You take about 3 days. I have to wait there. I missed half my go. You're so slow on that.
You'll have to film it next time you go.
I bloody will.
Honestly.
Next tip to spice up your life.
So guys, go to the gym together. It really gets that special bond.
Calls like gym
really
connect,
really connects you. All right then. This one's good. Role play. Exploring different roles and scenarios to add excitement into the bedroom.
Yeah, that Viking outfit. Best thing I've ever bought.
Mm.
Yep.
You see me, I'll come back from the gym. Put that, you know, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Get that Viking outfit
on. Come back from the gym, not being able to breathe because he's worked so hard.
Could Ragnar over there.
Unreal. I'm not here out of place, back from the gym.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm not going to take this that you think I don't try hard in the gym.
You try really
you
hard.
Laugh at you, these people.
You work hard, but I'm saying it's like you work hard and have breaks.
I do not.
Can we leave this?
It's called, can I just tell you why he thinks we have breaks? Because it's called switch. So one does it and the other one watches them. That's why I'm having a fucking break.
It's two different. You either go on the bike, but you go on like wherever the other activity is. So you're just consistently working. That's why it's such a short class. It's like bang, 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 bang. And if you've got the ability to talk through that,
means
I don't
I'm fitter
think
you're, than you?
No, it means you're not working hard enough.
Okay.
In my opinion. Role play.
I don't know if I could do role play. I think it's too awkward, isn't it? Pretending you're like...
I don't know. It could be exciting.
I think it's good.
Gets 1 week of Abby being a nurse in the house, and now he's like, I think it could be quite exciting, actually.
It's not the nurse that he's got in mind, though, when I come in with, like, yeah, conditioner in my hair, the fleece dressing gown on, no makeup.
Misery.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I would like you to be a nurse. That would be nice. What? So it's all right for you to say Viking, but it's not all right for me to say nurse.
No, because yours is pervy.
Well, Viking's not.
You don't fancy a Viking.
It's just the difference between like men and women, I think. If you say something that you find attractive, you're a pervert. But if women say it, then they're not. It's like, no, that's not pervy. I think that there's definitely a double standard. There is double standards, I'll say.
What are you expecting a nurse to do to you?
Check his
what are you expecting about? What do you think about a Viking? What do you think about a Viking? Well, there you go. Then. But why is that? Why is that? Okay.
Carry me through the forest. Did you say purge you?
But why is that okay? And my version
because it's not.
It, no, there's
a
no
Viking thing is not perverted.
Why is it not though?
It's the exact same.
It's the exact not, same.
It's like a fantasy.
Like, what like a little nice like, little granny nurse like going to help sick people in hospital?
No,
and you've got like
one.
Some sick twisted spin on that?
No, it's yeah, but that's the same as a Viking. He's there to literally like slice heads off and stuff. And you're like, oh, give us a bit of that.
No, it's
fucking
not.
Sick as well.
I'm not thinking of Vikings slicing heads off.
Well, that's what they do. They literally go into villages and freaking take them
it's
over.
The USP.
You know, they are literally
I've never seen a Viking
over and conquering.
Slice someone's head off. My life.
You've never seen a Viking slice
isn't
someone's head off.
Isn't that a bloody samurai?
They have swords and they just slice people's heads off and take over the towns and cities.
Yeah.
That's literally what they do.
I'm thinking of more the Viking that, you know, rides...
Builds boats and rides
horses. Rides a horse in a fair, no top on underneath.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to talk you through my nurse? I'm thinking
no, absolutely not.
Absolutely
not.
So why
not.
Is it this double standard, you know, isn't it? Anyway, try role play. It just connects that bond again. Just keeps things strong. Going really well this, isn't it?
Oh,
just
God.
Cements that bond, that true love.
Well, I saw something on Instagram today which said, you know, the meaning of true love is just, it's basically a friendship that is your, like your favourite friendship. and that's like being in love.
Mm.
And it's like the meaning of like friend is someone who makes you smile, someone who makes you feel safe, someone who in return makes you feel loved.
Is that, am I those things for you?
What were you going to say?
I'm having to ask, am I those things to you?
Well, obviously.
Yeah, are you, do you mean that?
Yeah.
I'd say
I don't feel as safe with you as I would a Viking.
Well, but I'll tell you what, you'd be very unsafe with a Viking because you could just turn around and chuck your head off.
Yeah.
100%.
What's this obsession with Vikings?
Vikings are aggressive human beings.
They're not.
They are. Literally, like they are war. They're the army, basically. They're sent out to war to conquer.
What Vikings are famous
They're conquering like lands.
When pillaging comes up first.
Don't say that.
The Vikings are mostly known for their relentless pillaging. Chop people's heads off and burn down villages.
Literally, like that's what I'm saying.
But he's not going to burn my head off.
How do you know? You'd be much safe. What I'm saying is, you said you'd feel safe with a Viking.
Yeah, because he'd be my boyfriend.
Well, he'd probably be dead. Number one, within a year,
he'd be away. Kill their own girlfriends.
He'd be away for about 5 years at a time. So you'd be on your own. So how would you be safer? He wouldn't be there.
I'm not going to marry a man. He's going to cut my own head off.
If you marry a Viking, he's going to go to sea for 5 years, right, and leave you on your own in a village. Whereas I'm here by your side,
fucking moaning in bed,
fighting for you.
Temperature.
It is rum bath.
You're much safer with me. I'm telling you that right now. You can shove your Viking up your ass.
Ooh.
Like that, you fucking pervert.
So, what do you think about love being a friendship?
No, I do. I do think that like it's so important to be friends first, and I think we are. I think like I get on great with you, and there's no one I'd rather be with than you. Like I'm talking about just on a day to day basis. I think we have a laugh together. I think you know I value your opinion on things. I think you're intelligent. You've got good conversation. You're
good conversation. As we've been talking about is shabbering.
Yeah, but you know that's the kind of stuff I like to talk about. You know, and listen, we all have a laugh and a joke on this podcast, but you can be deep as well. You can be, you know, it's not just all fun, is it?
You're multifaceted, you ab.
Yeah, there's lots of strings to your bow. You're not just a pretty face. And yeah, you can be a pain in the ass at times, but you've got lots of qualities that that people want to be around. And that's why lots of people want to be your friend. And that's why I want to be your boyfriend.
That was very nice, Pete.
It was. What are you after?
No, I love it.
I know he's going to hit me with it's Sophia's party tomorrow. I know he's going to say, do you mind if I go to golf in the morning before the party? That's what's coming, isn't
it? I hadn't even thought of that.
Well,
but now you say it.
But you can't. You can't anyway, because I'm taking it to get a nails done.
When do I play golf on Saturday?
But you could.
But I never do.
I know, but you could have.
But I think it's family time, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
See another one here. Doing DIY projects together. Collaborating on DIY projects can foster teamwork and intimacy. How would you feel about that?
Taking a piss here.
Are you thinking like pottery making? Yeah. Naked pottery making?
Naked bit like pottery. Ghost.
Yeah.
Like Ghost. Mm. Just get behind you on the stool.
The stool.
What's the song?
Oh, my darling.
I'm hungry for your touch.
I don't really want you anywhere near DIY. He was fuming with me. I just went to Andrew Martin and I got all these pictures for the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which are just gorgeous, like kind of old rustic frames.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of colour for the kitchen. Changing the vibe a little bit. And I'm just asking Pete to hold them up in like situ so I can see them. And he gets a right gob on. So I'm trying to touch them, aren't you? Hold it up for 1 second. You can't make a decision in 1 second.
The match is on, right? I've been taken out of my seat and I'm holding these pictures in the situation. And it's like, hi, hello, you know, and I'm trying to just watch the game. I'm standing there like a lemon holding pictures. And it was slightly frustrating, yeah.
Mm.
But they look great. You know?
Mm.
Are you going to keep them?
Yeah, but I need more.
Oh, okay.
Always. I'm going to do a whole wall.
Mm. Yeah, it looks good. Mm. I like it. Nice.
doing something naked together. Doing random things naked is always more fun. It doesn't have to be sex, but you can go for a dip in a pool or cooking in the kitchen. I wouldn't like to cook naked.
No.
It's a disaster.
Leave yourself open for a shot, bro.
I don't know how I feel about the naked thing.
You've done that before.
Hmm?
You cooked a dinner once, didn't you?
Did I? I can't remember that.
When we met Amanda Holden, she said the same thing. She said she did a full roast dinner naked once, didn't she?
I'm not prudish. I'm naked quite a lot, aren't I? To be honest.
You are, yeah.
I don't
so
like
keep wandering around the house naked, which is a thing. Spice up your life.
No. She just hammers me every time I'm fucking getting changed. You're like, she's like fucking laughing at me.
No, because I laugh at your, I'm not laughing at you.
It feels like it.
I laugh at your kind of mannerisms and actions. Like you just do certain
naked mannerisms.
Naked mannerisms. You do certain things.
That tickle you.
And it makes you laugh.
You take your clothes off, it's like your wife's laughing at you. Fucking great, that, isn't it?
No, because it's not that. Like, when me and Sophia are in bed, we can just see you bent over, like trying to take your bloody undies off.
What do you want me to do?
And then bending over, we can just see a full moon in the mirror while you're getting your shorts out the bottom drawer. Like, that's comical.
I've just seen the dark side of the moon.
The problem with that, right, there's an angle and it's like it's a triple mirror situation, so I just don't know where I am with it all.
And you can tell in your mannerisms because you're a bit like...
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous. Well, now you're all like, you're worrying me about my, you know...
My two Kongs and a hanky.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I'm not laughing at you. I love seeing you naked.
Another one, volunteering together. Seeing the compassionate and caring side of your partner can be very attractive.
I agree with that.
I think there's a big thing to be said about volunteering.
Me too.
What was the word, sorry?
Volunteering.
What does that mean? Volunteering?
To volunteer. You never heard that word?
Well, I know we volunteer. It's like, yeah, I'll do it.
To help out like a soup kitchen or something like that, or like charity work.
Oh, right. To volunteer. Okay. Like, I was thinking it was some sort of like... Thing, volunteering or what? How is that? Well, I mean, you know, that's not just a nice thing to do, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
And if I just think that's just being nice. Like, if I did something nice, you'd go, "Oh, that's great. That's my husband. I'm proud of him."
Yeah.
And I think volunteering is just one. That's just one section of being nice, isn't it? Yeah. Being a nice human being. I think everyone should be a nice human being.
Mm. But we like doing that kind of thing, like when we take like the food to the dog's home and all of that.
Mm. Yeah, it's, you know, they're things, I think, certainly when you're in a privileged position like we are, you know, it's nice to give back to people that are kind of less fortunate at times.
Mm.
Right, so I think this stuff's really, really helping everyone.
Really, I don't think we've argued more. Ever.
It's supposed to be advice. Yeah, I love, you know, and you know that. Don't you? So
you can't just say that on camera. I have to prove it.
What have you? I've said lots of nice things about you. You've said one thing about me.
Pete did the full speech.
Oh, speech. You just looked at, you just watched me do it and then went,
thanks, buddy.
What's the next one, Ross? Love's a two-way street.
Actions speak louder than words.
Well, I just explained how much I love you.
Okay, the power of laughter.
All right, here we go. Let's move on.
The power of laughter. I love you because you make me laugh.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Especially when you're getting changed.
Yeah. I never laugh more completely naked.
I don't laugh at you when you're naked. I just laugh at when you're getting undressed for bed.
Well, is that okay? Is that okay?
No, laughter's a huge part of a successful relationship.
It definitely is. Yeah. You've got to have interest, haven't you?
It's the main ingredient.
Imagine being with someone really boring. You're like, I love him, but he's so boring.
The thing is, though, there is loads of boring people out there in relationships.
So many, I can't.
Do you get about, you know, the boring people?
I know.
They do.
I actually can't believe how many boring people there are.
I know.
Oh, unlucky. There is so many around. God,
I reckon at times it has crossed your mind to go, oh God, I'd love a boring, quiet wife.
Yeah, true.
At times.
There are times.
But
I, in the main, I'd much prefer you know, lively and fun.
Lively.
And
funny.
Lively.
It's one way to put me.
No, it's good, you know.
I'm like that puppy that no one chooses.
Why?
The mad one. No, not the runt. Oh. They're like the mental one. You always avoid that one, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit highly strung, that one.
Yeah.
Bit brash. Exactly.
No, laughter is... I think making an effort to make your partner laugh is key.
Well, I think we've definitely got that one ticked.
Mm.
I think we make each other laugh, which is very important.
Mm.
A huge part of it, I think.
Yeah.
Like most of my life is spent around me engineering ways to laugh.
Yeah.
It's genuinely like how I've got through life. I think it's so, like, to me, it's the most important thing. Like, smiling and laughing is literally like, it releases endorphins. It makes you be a better person. It makes you, I think.
I 100% agree.
What are you laughing at?
I think it's hugely important. Do you?
Yeah.
You know, kind of a lot of our life is kind of engineered. It's like you go to work and then thankfully we laugh at work as well, but. And you go to work so you can have fun on the weekend and have a laugh. Mm. That's what it's about, isn't
it? And especially in a relationship. I think I love laughing exactly for myself, but one of the best feelings is making someone else laugh as well. Mm. I think, do you know what I mean? When you're with someone, really make them giggle.
When you've made them laugh, it's a great thing. And everyone just feels great when they're doing it. And I just think
I don't think I make that many people laugh, though.
Oh, God, you do. Do you are funny. But like,
what country's laughing at you?
But so many people are in those relationships where they're like, oh, it's like, I've got to go home.
See a miserable face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Like, and the other way as well, you know, like, oh God, he's so boring. You know, and being in that kind of relationship is, I think it'd be difficult.
Mm.
I agree.
What about if they were like a unicorn hotness there, but so boring?
Well, that's usually the case, isn't it? That's why, like, you are an anomaly. You really are, because you are a 10 out of 10 looking, but you're also, you know, very entertaining to be around.
you're also a 6 out of 10 funny. Yeah.
You have got that mental scale as well, though, which is 10 out of 10.
Jack said my shepherd's pie the other day I made was 6 out of 5.
It's an 11 out of 10, really, isn't it? It's a big compliment.
His father's son.
You're good at maths.
Bad. I can do year 4.
I think to round this up, I think another major part of spicing up your love life is to be touchy-feely with your partner. Kiss them, hug them, hold their hands, be tactile. You know, you can't just kind of repel them for 23 hours a day and then get into bed together and go, why doesn't that person want to have sex with me? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you have to like kiss and cuddle them all day, I think.
Yeah.
And hold
Don't
hands.
Don't just shabber either. Just like, you know, it's about touching and hugging.
Yeah, I think so.
Little kisses, you know, even when you walk out the door, it's like you've got to kiss goodbye.
It'd be nice to have a snug when you leave for work and come back, wouldn't it? Instead of just a, shut that door behind you.
You haven't got them shoes on, have you?
Shapes mud all through this hall.
Told you. Side door. Utility. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a nice, like the movies.
Like the movies. I think those, just a little kiss goodbye. Those little things, they make a difference.
Mm. Oh, those little things. Yeah, remember you said that when you used to drive over the viaduct or something like that, you'd always have a peck or something, wouldn't you? Mm. If you'd have like a little in-joke.
Snog. Do you remember it was the graffiti that said snog on it? So we always had a kiss. And we still do it, even though the graffiti's gone.
I just think being tactile every day, throughout the day, helps the longevity of a relationship.
Certainly does.
Well said.
Well said.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Now, all right, since we're helping everyone on this podcast, could we help them with some agony apps, perhaps? Let's go. Hi, Abby and Peter. Firstly, I want to say I absolutely love the pod. You keep me going on the mind-numbing car journeys from work and walking around at work. I absolutely binge-listened to all the pods in the last few weeks. This one is to do with the wife and the dreaded TikTok. When we go up to bed, I'm trying to initiate the good old bonk beats. It's absolutely impossible while he's on that stupid addicting app. She just doesn't let me in, doesn't give me anything back. Yet, if she was to do this and I was not to give anything back, she would get annoyed. When we do finally initiate the good old bonking of the beats, I've finished up down.
It's hard to read.
And I've finished up down there. I've finished up down there.
Finished up down there.
Oh.
Oh, God. And I've finished up there and pleased the missus with the good old muscle relaxer.
The hell is that?
She jumps straight back on TikTok. She jumped straight back on TikTok within minutes. Any idea how to approach this? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Mitchell from Anon Sin City.
Anon Sin City.
I think Mitchell
needs to go to literacy class.
Yeah, he's struggling with his writing there. I'd get this because you're never off your phone, and this is a problem that is a genuine problem.
I agree. It's not great, but to be honest. When you've got a busy life and four kids, when you get into bed, it's like time to
do your emails.
But I
don't think there's any excuse for it at all. I think you should do what we try and get the kids to do is like leave your phone downstairs and like put it on charge. And like, it's a huge problem.
Mm.
And it's like you're never off it. So you're never off your phone. So then like, even when you try and talk and you just kind of give up,
mm-hmm.
you're just not listening at all. So I get it. I get it totally. It's a real bad for the relationship.
Did I hear you guys saying the other day that when your neck go away, you're going to take the Sims out your phone? Was that you guys?
I would do that. I don't think you could do it.
We're having a digital detox.
Yeah, but I believe that when I see it. No way.
The only thing I'm going to do is take pictures of the kids, not of me.
What, your answer to this question always is like, I've got stuff to do. Like, we've always got stuff to do. Everyone has. It's like when you... In the old days, you used to do what you go to work, you finish at 5 and your work's at work, and then you come home and do something else. Like these phones, you're just 24 hours.
That's very not for everybody, for you.
Yeah, but I think that's the way you should live life. I disagree with people that are constantly on their phone. I don't know what you kind of surround yourself with people that you love and don't speak to them. You speak to people that aren't your mates.
He said there's a phone in his hand.
No, because I'm just showing you what you do. Constantly. And you have a conversation to the back of a phone all day.
I agree. But, when I go to bed, it is time. Like, it's quiet.
Yeah.
And I've got my things too. I can think. I'm not rushing.
Distracted.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. I think there should be a no phone policy in bed.
Okay, let's fire into the next one. Hey, Abby and Pete, my agony app isn't related to my romantic relationship, but to my parents. I'm hoping you guys can still help. My parents both retired within the past 5 years and have always spoken about one day they would love to emigrate once they did, potentially to Spain. All my life, I've waited for them to hurry up and retire so I could book in my free holes to the Costa del Sol with sangria in one hand, and preferably a Spanish hunk i.e. Ross, in the other.
Is that what you said?
However, things have changed and I'm now settled with my new husband who is more Costa del Cambridge than Costa del Sol. Mm-hmm. But hey ho, we move. We have our beautiful six-year-old daughter, Izzy, and another on the way.
Oh.
All good up to now, right? Well, it was until my parents visited us last weekend and casually let slide that they have found their place in the sun and will soon be putting their house up to market. I'll be honest, my initial reaction to this wasn't great. I felt really hurt that they had gone through this whole process without so much as mentioning to me they were making their pipe dream a reality. As well as the fact they think of doing this when I'm literally about to have their second grandchild in the next few months. I also feel like they're going to miss so much of my children's upbringing, which is the best time when you want your granny and granddad around. I'm very close to my parents and it hurts me knowing that it's so easy for them just to up sticks and leave. My brother, who has no children, thinks I'm being selfish and tainting what should be a lovely closing chapter of my mum and dad's life, which I also feel guilty for. I hope you can see where I'm coming from, though, and share some of your Agony Ab wisdom. Laura from Edinburgh.
Ooh, it's a tough one. Mm. I can see both sides. Grandparents aren't what they used to be, in my opinion.
What an amazing quote.
It's a bit odd to, like, I think on their side, though, not to, if you're selling a house, that's a big thing, isn't it? Like, if you
never even mentioned it.
Yeah, that's odd, isn't it?
But I think also, like, when you get to that age, like, you've kind of done, you've brought up your children, they're leading their lives, they're going on, they've got their husbands and wives.
Technically don't need to.
They've kind of got their lives back and I feel like they should be able to enjoy it. I'm hoping that we do that one day. I'm still going to be there for my kids, obviously.
My kids.
Well, I'll go.
I'm not going
to.
No, I just think you've got to live your dreams, haven't you? Like, you haven't got long left and, you know, you've dedicated your life to those children and you just set them up for a great life. And of course, you want them to visit you over there.
Laura's like thinking, shit, two kids on my own. Yeah, I need help, which I also get. But, well, I think obviously in my family, like if someone was going to sell the house, it'd be a big discussion and everyone would be talking about it. You know, I find it odd that they wouldn't tell their kids that they're not selling their home.
But they might know that she might have tried to talk them out of it or something like that. It's easier to do something once you've committed than saying, like, she might have gone, don't do that, it's a terrible idea, blah, blah, blah. Then you talk about
I know what I'd be like if my mum and dad just went, right, I just want to go and do this.
Yeah.
You'd be like, go for it. I would be.
You've done the job. You've done your job at that point, haven't you?
You've done your job and you're not there just to babysit now, sitting in the pissing down rain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
I hope our kids are like that one day. Yeah, go for it. That'd be great.
Yeah, but I think they will. We've got a big family, haven't we? You know,
I know you're going to be very much going to want to be around for the grandkids, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hopefully one day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the same as well, but hopefully we'll be able to kind of get away more and do stuff. I don't know if I could live abroad.
Mm.
Oh, I could.
You'd probably visit
I those. Could, but if you had grandkids and kids in England.
They could just
come over.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She needs to think of the free holidays she can go on. Kids sent to Spain for the 6 weeks holidays laughing.
Oh, as if.
Yeah, as if.
Yeah. I understand it's going to be harder. And obviously, if you, like, she's probably really close to her mum, as she said here, and she probably wants, you know, mum around for the baby.
I think it's kind of, it's almost like a grieving process, isn't it? When someone like packs up and leaves, she's obviously does feel hurt and is thinking, oh God, what am I going to do without her? But I think deep down, she will eventually come round to, guys, live your life. You know, you're older, you've brought us up, go and enjoy yourselves.
It's not Australia either. It's like 2.5 hours away, you know.
And you've spoken about it for years by the sounds of things. Like, you've got
it's a dream, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Crack on.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I look at the positives, I think. Your mum and dad are going to be really happy and you can go over there.
Yeah.
With the kids. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it all together. All right. Hey, guys. Hoping you can both help me out with this one. I'm hoping you have experienced similar issues in the past. Long story short, it's my fella. God, I love him. Perfect in almost every way, apart from one thing. He's a bit clingy. I, like you two, love being around my other half, and we spend most, if not all, our free time together. We're at an age where most of our friends are couple friends. We work long hours, so seeing each other in the evenings is our only time to connect, really. And on the weekends, we try and do at least one fun date together. However, I'm of the opinion that being together doesn't have to be me being together 24/7. Sometimes I'm happy just knowing he's in the same house as me, and I don't need to be at the other end of the couch trying to give me a foot rub, knowing full well where that will lead. I'm starting to feel like he can't be away from me for more.
Why does everyone who writes in, every female doesn't want to have sex with a husband? And every husband. What is going on?
Crazy. And has little to no boundaries when it comes to personal space. Every time I turn around, he seems to be there lurking like a weird creeping Jesus. Even when I'm doing my makeup before a night out, he insists on getting ready first so he can sit at the end of the bed gabbing my ear off while I'm trying to work on my contour game. It's a nice problem to have, I know, and I'm only having a laugh, but really, I need my personal space. How can I get him to back off without hurting his feelings and potentially leaving me? Jade. Oh, that is so funny. So funny.
Are these young?
I don't know.
Doesn't say.
Jade's quite a young name.
Oh, God, that is funny, that.
That is funny.
Just imagine him like a little puppy, lad.
Yeah. What are we doing now, babe?
Play with me.
I think it's cute. I'd quite like a clingy guy.
Mm. Oh, God.
You wouldn't.
That would piss you off massively. If I imagine I was getting ready first, then I was on the end of bed just like...
You do get ready waiting. First and just hang around while I'm doing my makeup.
I don't hang around in the bedroom.
You do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, what if we're in a room together?
Yeah.
Not in a house.
Would you describe Peter as super clingy?
No.
No, I don't get that impression. Or vice versa. You're probably more clingy, yeah.
Do you think I'm clingy?
Yeah, you like to just have me there at all times. Don't have to speak to me. But you just like, you need to know where I am.
Because I'm scared in the house on my own.
I think that's hilarious, to be honest.
I think that's cute.
Yeah.
How'd you go about kind of telling him to back off a little bit? Because you know what's going to happen? It's going to explode. She's going to go, will you fuck off?
Yeah.
And he's going to go, what?
Don't people tell people to fuck off in a serious capacity?
She will blow, though. She will, I think, blow and go like, fuck off.
She should flip it and be like, why don't you go down the... See your mates, I haven't seen Dave for a while. Go down the... Like, makes out she's doing him a favour, but she's doing his benefit.
Yeah.
Have a night out with the lads, go on.
You gotta take up golf.
Yeah.
Mm.
That takes all day.
I like you being around, but I also like doing my own... I like pottering on my own, don't I? Mm.
What would you advise, Abby?
Any advice?
I just think he sounds like so in love with her. I think it's quite cute.
I think it's a kind of fine line because you want him really, and she sounds like she really loves him as well. She wants him to love her, but just give her a bit of space sometimes as well.
Gabbing at the end of the bed. They must be a new couple, I think.
I don't know. Well, like they say in there that he works so much.
And they've got a couple of friends. That sounds pretty established to me.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I do think that, is there a way of doing it without hurting his feelings? Is there a way of telling him?
She'd have to make something up. She couldn't just go, I need some space.
Yeah.
Because then he'd be like,
that would hurt.
Yeah.
And also I'd feel like such a knob. if you turn around and went, give us a break, Peter.
I just love being with you, babe. Do you not love being with me?
You've said that to me loads of times.
What?
you say that to me all the time.
What?
But you just need to get away from me.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
That's when you go on your dog walk.
Yeah.
Oh, you should buy a dog and make him take the dog out.
Mm.
That's a good golfy 2.0.
That's a good shout.
Mm.
But take that dog out. Needs three. Get a dog that needs three walks a day.
Get like a German Shepherd.
Absolutely. Fucking greyhound.
Greyhounds actually don't need that much work. No.
Rapid though, aren't they? It's too quick.
Yeah, get a collie.
Yeah, border collie.
Yeah, one
collie
of those.
Or a Vizsla or a German Shepherd.
One of those sheepdogs that's just like peeing all day. Oh, he just loves that little dog.
Yeah, she could find a dog.
That's not a bad idea.
Great idea. There you go, Jade. Don't say we don't help on this podcast.
Oh, puppy border collies.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. All right. Very enjoyable. I laughed a lot. I don't know if we've helped anyone.
I don't think we have helped anyone. And we're talking about keeping our love, how to keep a relationship going. And we've argued throughout the whole pod.
Mm, but you know what? We've laughed. And that is the key, I think.
Where there's laughter, there's love. Au revoir.
Olé de douche.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.